Good morning, and welcome to worship today and to the choir's Christmas cantata. Stuart has a few announcements to get us started.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the visitors. Yesterday was the high tea put on by our church, and I understand it was a great success. Everybody enjoyed it. There are some leftover utensils over there from some forks and spoons. They're on the little pass-through ledge by the kitchen, so go look and see if you're missing anything. Tomorrow's the deadlines for the spire. Anything you need in the spire, see Sandy tomorrow. And also the sign in the donations for the poinsettias. And please mark on there if you want to take your poinsettias or if you would like to donate it. There are sign-up sheets over in Swain Hall for the men's breakfast. That is Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. Everybody is invited, men, women. You do not have to be a member of the church, so you are all welcome. And there are sign-up sheets for the Thursday night dinner. It's going to be a ham dinner, and I think the entertainment is going to be singing Christmas carols. So I think that's all I have.
Thanks, Stuart. And just to add, for the Tuesday morning men's breakfast, it is the Christmas program, and that's why everybody is invited to come and enjoy the Christmas program there. Carl Sandburg wrote, "A baby slung in a feed box back in a barn in a Bethlehem slum. A baby's first cry mixed with the crunch of a mule's teeth on Bethlehem Christmas corn. Baby fists softer than snowflakes in Norway. The vagabond mother of Christ and the vagabond men of wisdom, all in a barn on a winter's night, and a baby there in swaddling cloth on hay. Why does the story never wear out?" So as you prepare your heart for worship this morning, reflect upon the aspects, parts of the Christmas story that touch your heart the most, and delight in the fact that God came into our world as a baby in a manger.
Thank you. This morning, we light the third Advent candle.
The candle of joy.
As Zephaniah declared, "Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, shout, O Israel.
Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem."
On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem,
"Do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hands grow weary.
The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness.
He will renew you in his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing."
Please remain standing for us sharing together in the Lord's Prayer, and then when the Lord's Prayer is finished, then you may be seated, and we'll continue on to lift up our prayer concerns to the Lord. But let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And loving God, we thank you that we have the joy, the privilege, the responsibility of lifting up one another in prayer, of praying for people we care about that need just that little bit of extra lift from our prayers. And so we pray for people, we pray for Billy Lewis. Thank you that she is going to be getting out of rehab this week and going back home. Pray that you'd help her as she continues to recover from her fall. We pray for Beverly Brooks. It's been a joy to see her at recent events. Pray that you take care of her. Help her as she deals with this chronic pain. Thank you that the growth on her kidney is very small, and they're just watching that right now, and we pray that it would remain very small and not become anything of concern. We pray for Bill Wentling. Take care of Bill, the pain that he deals with on an ongoing basis. And Lord, we know there are other people in this congregation, people we care about who deal with pain that is chronic, and we pray that you would give to them each day the strength that they need as they face that pain. We thank you for Patrick Floyd. Thank you that he is here, and pray that you continue to watch over him, protect his mind and the oxygen that gets there. Watch over him. We pray for Evelyn Hawes. Thank you for the fact that she is back at her memory care and recuperating from her fall or broken hip, but still in a lot of discomfort, and we pray that you'd ease that discomfort, help her to get all the care that she needs, and and consistently what she asks for prayer for when I see her is a prayer for peace. And so we pray that you would fill her heart with your peace. And Lord, we pray for the people and the ministries of West Valley Christian Fellowship. We thank you for the churches that unite together in the week of Christian unity, and how we, throughout the year, get a chance to lift each other up in prayer. And we pray for that fellowship group, that ministry. Pray that you do rich things in the lives of the people that are part of that fellowship. And we pray for Habitat for Humanity. It was such a joy to meet the family that whose house is being built right now, last week, to meet them and to hear of their gratitude for what is going on, and we pray for your blessing on that family, bless the mom and dad and the kids, and pray for all to go well with the building of that home. And loving God, who created joy, this morning we lit the candle of joy. Fill us with a joy from above. Fill us with a joy that is alive in you. And we pray that that joy would last, because it's from you. It is stronger than all the struggles we face on a daily basis. So fill us with that joy that is lasting. And we pray that it will splash out of us so that it brightens the lives of the people we encounter on a daily basis. Help us to make this world a richer place because of your joy living in us and flowing out of us. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And we have trusted God with our prayers. Let us trust God as well with our tithes and our offerings. Lord, thank you for these gifts, and thank you for the givers, and thank you that you are the greatest giver of all, and that your Son is the greatest gift of all. Pray that you'd use these gifts that are given this morning to your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
This is the day of celebration, a time to worship Christ, the newborn King, a moment to cherish the glory of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. This is an hour to recall and rejoice in the wonder and mystery of the incarnation story when God sent himself in the form of a baby, the Messiah, to become one of us, that we might become one with him. This is the hope of Christmas.
Israel, the chosen people of God, were a people walking in darkness, living in a land of deep darkness. For generations, they toiled under the oppressive rule of Egypt, living in bondage and torture, longing to experience release from their captivity, yearning for a Savior who would come and deliver them from their pain and sorrow.
The sustaining hope was found in a profound conviction that a Messiah would eventually come to save them, that this Savior would one day deliver them from their long days of darkness to a place of perpetual light. It was this hope, this promise, which carried them forward when they were weary with the daily tasks of life.
And it is this same hope which sustains us in the journey of faith and life, that this Messiah, this deliverer, comes to us when we need him most. Children, don't grow weary, for the time is drawing nigh.
Trimmed and burned.
In the due time, God sent a prophet who issued a clarion call that the time was indeed near. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
This prophet, the forerunner of the Messiah, was a man named John. His father, Zechariah, had faithfully served the Lord as a priest. John was to be blessed with the Spirit and the power of Elijah. Gifts would prepare the hearts of the people, young and old, for the coming of the Messiah. This was the promise of Christmas. God's plan for sending a Savior was far different than anyone could have imagined. He chose a young woman by the name of Mary to give birth to this one he was sending to rescue and redeem his children.
The angel Gabriel greeted Mary. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You are to bear a child, a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
Mary was overwhelmed at the news. In amazement and wonder, she exclaimed, "But how can this be?" The angel responded, "The power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
In humble response, Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. This is the wonder of Christmas."
My soul rejoices in the Lord. I've seen his love and his power proclaimed. His faithful servant I shall be. I'll bear his child. Jesus is his name. Glory to the Lord Most High. He comes to set his people free. God with us, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, for you, for me. Child of promise, child of
Mary and Joseph, to whom she was to be married, had gone to Bethlehem for a census of the entire Roman world. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there had been no room for them at the inn.
Mary, Mary, Christ child, the Holy One.
the Messiah, the Savior of the world, had been born in the remote village of Bethlehem with no one other than Mary and Joseph to witness this miraculous event. But God's plan included a means of making the fulfilled promise public.
There were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks out in the fields nearby that night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David is a Savior who has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all whom his favor rests."
This is the majesty of Christmas.
To all the earth they are bringing, Jesus is born tonight.
had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds, still basking in the glow of the amazing encounter with God's redemptive story, said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened and which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger.
They spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary, the chosen servant of God, the mother of the newborn Christ child, treasured up all these things as she pondered them in her heart.
This is the mystery of Christmas.
Thank you.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has shined.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem during the reign of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem in search of the young child. Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
After determining where the prophets had foretold that Jesus would be born, Herod sent the Magi to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and make a careful search for the child. Then report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
They went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to the place where the Christ child was. They bowed down and worshiped him as they offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Guided by a shining star in the east, these Magi had found the bright and morning star, the eternal light of heaven.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. This is the brilliance of Christmas.
Thank you.
The perfect light, Jesus, Son of the living God, came to deliver not only Israel from her long dark night, but also to guide us on our journey of faith.
The sun will no longer be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light to all people.
Jesus has come. The Word, now flesh, who made his dwelling among us. Thus we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the glory of Christmas.
Thank you.
Let's stand and sing together Joy to the World. To the world, the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance to you and grant you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. And may all of God's people say, Amen. Amen. We invite you to a lot of refreshments next door in Swain Hall.